Hello and you're very welcome to Ars to Protect with me, John Morley. If you want to get in contact with the programme, you can on our email address, arstoprotect@goibfm.ie. You can also phone us on reception on 091 770 077. You can text and WhatsApp 086 38 33 55 3, as this is Ars to Protect, the programme that looks at all things environmental and climate action. So between now and the next 5 or 10 minutes or so, we'll be looking at the ways we can best protect our planet from microplastics. So stay with us. And you're very welcome into Ars to Protect today on this fine Thursday. Just so you know, we have our ecological footprint calculator, which you can find on arstoprotect.ie. You can take that and see what your carbon footprint is like at the moment and what steps you can take to reduce it. You can also do the survey that's online there about what type of climate action programming you'd like to see on your local radio as well. This week's theme, as I've mentioned in our intro there, is microplastics. And to discuss this further, we're joined locally by Gary Kendellan. He is the marketing manager with Galway Atlantic Quarry, and he joins me in studio. Gary, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, John. Thanks very much for the invitation.
Thanks for joining us today, Gary. Gary, you've been part of this project. You're the Galway leg, I suppose, this project that started in America. Talk to me about the Sea Legs Citizens Science Project.
Yeah, so every year, I suppose, the aquarium would try and pick a campaign that would be of interest to people to learn about the ocean environment and how we can protect it. So last year we had worked with the Westport Aquarium director, Catherine Mercel, who'd won the Transatlantic ROV. And it was a really good project. We worked really well together. This year then we found out about the Baby Legs project. Dr. Maria Vittoria is from Galway Atlantic Quarry, is the education officer for explorers. She'd introduced me to the project. And then I'd really saw this as quite quirky. It'd be quite good to do a collaboration with our partners in America again, and just to share the beauty of Galway, our culture, our connection to the sea, in a way that would be both informative, educational, and give people a conversation piece to talk about.
And this project, it's all about microplastics, and it started in America. Is it very wide ranging? Is it really taking off here in Ireland as well as America?
Yeah, we got the idea from the CLAIR project, which is the Civil Laboratory for Environmental Action Research. So they were the ones who'd kind of taught, introduced the project. And microplastics is becoming a very big issue for worldwide because it's ubiquitous. It's in every part of our environment. And because, I suppose, you know, in the context of community development, like Think Local, Act Global, we learn a lot about the problems of plastic pollution from other places. So this project is to enable a citizen scientist to actually search their own water sources to see is there a prevalence of microplastics in their local water sources.
You mentioned there's citizen scientists, obviously there's going to be some fallbacks in the results, but you can get a good picture, I suppose, from the information you gather.
Yeah, citizen science is a very important concept. We work a lot with the National Biodiversity Data Centre that enables, what they do is they can enable the public to become a citizen scientist. So they provide you with all the information, they provide you with the how-tos, and then you're kind of empowered to go out into nature with not a scientific background, say, but a very informed, an informed, actionable way to look at your environment in a way that can record what species are out there, what the problems for plastic pollution. So citizen scientists can be very powerful because it's relatively cheap and very effective because, you know, you'd have hundreds of citizen scientists every day recording the shore, taking photographs, just really sharing the beauty of their environment. And this can help inform changes to, you know, incidences of litter, incidents of climate change that could be happening in the areas that they've selected to record.
Now, the actual project itself, you have some pictures here for me of tights hanging onto a piece of string in rivers floating along. Talk to us about the mechanics of it. How does it actually work?
Yeah, so I think what the most powerful part, because like you did intimate that citizen science, there can be fallacies or, you know, biases or sampling. So we understand that there is a lot of problems with citizen scientists. But the fact is that it's something that you could do as just as a member of the public. So I went down to a very popular area, Friars River. I hung the device, which I found from found materials. So there was bits of rope in the aquarium. There was an old tube that I'd repurposed. And of course, I went and purchased the lady's tights as the capture device. So I went down, I did an hour trawl. So I had the sea legs, you know, drifting in the waves. It was a really beautiful day. I had untold, I think on the first day, I had about 30 or 40 people walking by, and people would just look and they'd go, is he trying to catch fish or what's going on here? But once I was able to kind of talk to the people about what was going on, they all kind of got it. They were like, oh, are you going to share the results, or is it a big problem here? And I didn't have that data at the start. But I had the kind of communication style where I could talk and let them know this is the goals of the project. It actually has been proven. There has been litter or plastic microplastics found. So hopefully this project will bear that fruit as well.
And what are the results like so far? Are you still in the early stages?
So we've project was designed just for four trawls. So I did three trawls of Friars River, and I was helped by Galway Boat Tours, who had done the sea trawl. In every trawl I had done for an hour, so I gave myself an hour's time, I found evidence of microplastics in all the solutions. And because I was using a very basic microscope, I might have missed some additional microplastics, because they are very small. They can range from 5 millimeters to that, well under what people can see. So I have tracked about 7 to 8 pieces of microplastics in every trawl.
It's concerning that. What are the best mitigation things that people can do to stop contributing to this problem?
Yeah, and it's a very good question. And I suppose we're in the ATU had brought out some really, really brilliant research that they have done. And that kind of helped me inform some of my citizen science work. So it is prevalent in about 80% of marine litter comes from land-based sources. And it's in every part of the ocean, every water source. So you're always going to find microplastics. So when we talk about the mitigation or solutions to the problem, so there's some really positive things coming out from the European Union, like the mission to restore our ocean by 2030. There's some really positive campaigns, Clean Coasts, do a lot of things where the public can get engaged in litter collection. The aquarium hosts monthly cleanup events and activities where we can learn about the shore. So in relation to mitigation, it's kind of like about that, like, because plastic's so prevalent in our society, is there any way that we can lessen its impact going? So we talk about the clean coast, think before you flush. So we only flush pee, poo and paper into the toilet. A lot of people would use the toilet as a bin. The clean coast would have the campaign called the Nasty Nine or the Dirty Dozen. The other thing we can do as well is with our wash machines. The Marine Institute had done some deep water research where they found hairs and fibres from, you know, washing machines at the very deep trenches. So we need to look at something we can do with our washing machines. There are these catch balls here, but that can catch the microplastics before they enter into our water sources. So there's a lot of good, positive things happening. There's a lot of community engagement from young people to combat the prevalence of plastic or marine litter in our environment.
Now, I'm not diminishing the work you've done, but this seems like a very accessible and easy thing that people could do if they want to. I think schools starting up in September might be something if they're near a river as well. Is it easy enough for people to get started and to do this type of project in their area?
Yeah, clear. And I suppose the aquarium will be presenting our kind of how to make your own sea leg or baby leg trawler. It's very easy to make. It would make a very interesting project for any school to kind of just use it to assess the local river source, just to trawl for an hour, get some help with the because what I found was difficult was actually sampling. You get a lot of massive organic matter and you have to sort through. But it's definitely a project a school could do, just to categorise and tabulate what type of microplastics they found in their local water source.
Definitely. Well, it's very interesting. And if people want to get more details on this, I know that you're putting together your website on it as well.
Yeah, so we've kind of, for the last few weeks, we've been kind of sharing some of the stories, some of the areas we've trawled, and some of the marine litter. But we are doing a final report where all the where the project came from, what was the goals, what we found, some information on microplastics. So it'll all be there in an easy to read document.
Well, Gary Kendellan, the marketing manager of Galway Atlantic Aquaria, thank you very much for joining us on Ars Protect. Next week, we'll be looking at ecologically sustainable dairy farming. So that'll be an interesting topic. Stay with us at the same time next Thursday at 11:30, where we'll look at that and much more.
Ars to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with the television license fee. Check out arstoprotect.ie for more info.